Hello.
Is this Dominic?
Yeah.
What's up, Dominic?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You guys are in San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your zoo and your wildlife reserve. I've been there like 3 times to the wildlife park, and I love it. And the San Diego Zoo was a place of legend when I was a little boy growing up, and I managed to get there last year, and it's a super cool place, man.
That's funny, because I've lived here for 20 years. I have yet to go to the zoo or the wildlife
park. Dude, you gotta go, man. You gotta go. You got one of the best zoos in the world.
Where are you from originally, Dominic?
I'm from Manchester.
Okay. I know you spent a lot of time in New Zealand.
Yes, I did.
Filming the whole trilogy thing. Did you guys have to go back and reshoot scenes?
We would go back each year. So we went back in 2000, 2001, 2002, and then we went back this year as well.
Are you glad it's over?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's elements that I'm glad that are going to be, you know, shelved for a while, that, you know, the same old questions and stuff like that. But no, I mean, it's kind of sad coming to the end of something like this, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, you're talking to a room full and an audience full.
Right.
Of Hobbit geeks.
It is a great movie. There's no getting away from it. It's going to be a real roller coaster journey for anyone who goes to see it.
And they're saying this is also the year that Peter Jackson might walk away with the Academy Award for Best Director.
Well, I hope so. You know, no one's ever done what he's done. No one has filmed an entire trilogy before. Not only an entire trilogy, but, you know, what is arguably the greatest trilogy of all time, you know. So, I mean, you have to give the guy some props. He's a pretty amazing dude, and, you know, we all love him. We all think he's kind of special. I know the rest of the public do. It's just, it's a case, I think, of politics, and hopefully this year it will make sense. But you know what? If it doesn't, it wasn't the reason why he made the movies, and it wasn't the reason why we all got involved either. So, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, life goes on. It's still going to be a good movie.
You guys have to have the tightest cast.
Yeah, we're all kind of close. You know, we all effectively became uncles to Sean Astin's kids while we were over there. We all learned to surf together. We all got tattooed together. We went scuba diving together and bungee jumping and whitewater rafting and snowboarding. We all realized that we were all on this incredible journey and that we're in a once-in-a-lifetime kind of job. So, yeah, we're very tight.
And speaking of the tattoos, because I saw the profile, I think it was on a Primetime Live, where they were interviewing you guys, and they said the common bond that you have, that secret bond, are these tattoos that all the cast members got on their hip. And then 2 days later, I read a report that Elijah Wood gave it up and said you all have nines tattooed.
Right.
And it was supposed to be a secret amongst your little tribe, and
yeah.
Elijah spilled the beans.
That guy's a little scumbag. I mean, it is the number nine, but it's, you know, it's written in a different language. So, I mean, you know, he kind of gave it up, but he didn't give it up entirely. It's, you know, it's a thing that we did for us. You know, there was a few things that went on in the whole project that we thought, well, we'll keep these things for ourselves. And the tattoo was specifically something for us guys to keep as a memento. So, you know, we're still keeping it under wraps, to be honest. No one's come over to me and said, hey, look, I got the same tattoo as you.
And the nine being the amount of people in the fellowship. You know, you are playing a hobbit. Do you get sick of all the Hobbit jokes? Do you have people, like, in bars taking off your shoes, checking to see if you have hairy feet?
No, man. I don't get manhandled too much. I don't think I look too much like the character that I play in Lord of the Rings, you know. I mean, they're 3'6". I'm a little bit taller than that. I mean, the Hobbits, I think, are very beautiful characters to play. They feel their emotions very genuinely. You know, Tolkien writes that a Hobbit is a human being with all the cynicism taken out, you know. So they lack the ability to be sarcastic, to be cruel, to, you know, to feel any kind of hatred. They're just very affable, approachable characters. And, you know, let me tell you, girls, they seem to respond to it. All this poppycock about elves being the sexy characters in Lord of the Rings, it's all about the Hobbits, dude.
So the Hobbits pull more chicks than Orlando Bloom?
Oh, God, like 3 or 4 times. That's asexual.
Yeah, I would imagine that the testosterone level was pretty high on this set, because other than Liv Tyler, and she's married to the lead singer of Space Hog, I would imagine that there weren't that many women on the set, so you probably had a lot of sexual angst that you needed to get out after the release of the films.
There was a lot of, as I said, you know, exports going on, surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding, you know, BMX biking, scuba diving, you know, all that kind of stuff. We worked hard and we played hard. We all went out drinking together. We all enjoyed each other's company. We fooled around a lot. There was a few little minor fracas that broke out, but nothing too serious.
With the first two movies being so successful and so good, in a short synopsis, why is this the best?
Third movie. Well, it's the accumulation of everyone's story. You know, if you've invested any time in the first two movies, you're going to need to see this so that it wraps it all up. The battles are bigger, the storyline's bigger, the jeopardy's bigger, the characters have more to do. It's just, it wraps it up very sweetly. I would suggest bringing a handkerchief, and if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, bring those guys along, because you're going to want to be doing a lot of kind of hand holding and cuddling and comforting of each other, because it's ridiculously sad.
You know, and it's funny you bring that up, because Clint had an experience at the advanced screening that he attended last week where Clint,
I'm sitting in the audience, and about 20 minutes before the end of the movie, a lady to my left was bawling out loud,
screaming
minutes, and all I could hear her saying was, "Oh my God, it's over.
I can't believe it's over.
And her, yes, and her friends started crying, and the whole row behind me was just staring at her like, what are you doing?
Wow. That's fandom, dude. That's fandom.
I guess so.
That's the magic of the movie, because kind of what you were saying about the Hobbits in general, it really brings out, and this is going to sound lame, but the inner child in you, where they're just so...
Hold, you know, the influence is felt so strongly by people. It had a great fan base as a book, and now as a movie, it's just really grabbed hold of people, and it's something that they really yearn for in life, this amazing story.
Yeah, they're not superhuman. They're ordinary people that you can relate to.
That's the idea, you know. I mean, the everyman hero, the ordinary character in the street can change the course of the world if they believe in what they're doing.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. If you're just joining us, we're on with Dominic Monaghan. Merry from Lord of the Rings and Return of the King officially opens today. Can't wait to see it. Thank you for your time and continued success. And thank you for three great movies. You're wonderful in the films.
Send my love to the San Diego Wildlife Park and the zoo.
We'll let Mei Xing know that you said hello.
Okay, cool.
Take care, Dominic.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
There you have it. You know, that's the third cast member that we've had on from Lord of the Rings. First year, we had the dwarf.
Second year,
Aragorn. And all the characters, when you talk to these guys, they have such a regal presence on the air.
His accent, I'm touching myself over here. I'm so turned on. God.
Why does that not surprise me?